Fulfillment. This is something that we all seek. All of us seek joy and fulfillment. Whether we are businessmen, whether we are entrepreneurs or professionals, or whether we are monks or spiritual seekers, all of us are after this. All of us are after fulfillment. Some seek this through a temple, some seek this through a bar, some seek this through money and material objects. But what exactly is fulfillment and what is the nature of fulfillment? How can we achieve this? This is the question that I asked Swami Aparajitanandaji. In this clip, let us find out the answer to the nature of fulfillment through Swamiji's wisdom. Coming to fulfillment, Swamiji, all of us seek fulfillment. Like, that is all we want ultimately. And the Upanishads say that it is within us. It is the ultimate source is within us. Even in a busy life, these people who are, people who are busy with their lives, what are the practices or what can they do to manifest this fulfillment within them?
See, if you see these people who are acting in a drama, they are able to act beautifully well because they know that they are not the character in the drama. They are something different. Isn't it? So in the same, we are all playing a drama in this stage of world. We all have our roles. Our roles as husband, wife, professional, father, mother. We all have our roles. We are able to play these roles beautifully well only when we truly know who we are. So the philosophy of life is hold on to the real in you and play in the realms of the unreal. Our Pooja Guruji, Swami Tejoman, used to say, Andar Rama, Bahar Drama. So this is how we have to live our life. Hold on to the real in us and then play the role, whatever we have to do in the outer world. Then there is always peace of mind and you are able to beautifully play the role because you know you are not the role. Suppose a person has to, you know, on the drama stage, he is a Gandhiji and he has to die when bullets are shot at him. He will beautifully die. That acting, why? Because he knows that there is no death. I am not dying. It is only the role which has to die. And he happily dies it. He beautifully dies it. The same way. When I know myself, who am I? And then when I function in the world, perform my duties and responsibilities, I am able to beautifully fulfill them. This is what the whole message of Vedanta is.
And one can simply start by studying Bhagavad Gita and some of the Upanishads to begin to live this knowledge.
So, practical spirituality is this. Let me do what I consider to be right. Let me not do something which is not right, but which I like. So, there is a path of Shreyas, there is a path of praise. There is a path of good, there is a path of pleasant. There is a path which is right, and there is a path which I like. So, in spirituality, if you have to really progress and purify the mind, we will have to always do what we like, what is right. The path of righteousness, the path of dharma. There is a struggle because always I tend to do what I like. I generally don't like what is right.
Yeah, but we know what is right.
Yes, we know what is right. Yeah. But we don't want to do it. We know what is wrong, but we are tempted to do it. So if we can live a life in such a way that come what may, if something is right, I'm going to live it. I'm going to do it. Come what may, if something is wrong, I'm not going to do it. If we can strictly adhere to the path of dharma, that itself will purify the mind because that struggle purifies the mind. Just like gold is purified in a hot furnace, mind is purified in such struggles, in such internal battle. And such a pure mind becomes a fit instrument to experience a higher reality. So that's all we need to do. Nothing else. So in everyone can practice this in their own field, in their own profession. They don't have to escape from this world.
For a professional or an entrepreneur or a businessman who's engaged in their life, for them to achieve fulfillment, joy, and for them to create their lives consciously the way they truly want to live, how would Vedanta and Bhagavad Gita, these teachings can help them?
You see, if my goal of life is material prosperity, Again, Vedanta can help, because what does Vedanta say? Your outer world is nothing but a manifestation of your inner thoughts. So if I can have divine thoughts in me, so those divine thoughts will automatically attract a divine world around me. So my job in life is only one thing. I need not try to set the world outside right. I don't have to change the people. What I have to do is I have to only reform my thoughts. If I can entertain good thoughts, noble thoughts, righteous thoughts, divine thoughts, automatically a beautiful world is formed around me. So therefore, it is very much a useful knowledge even for material success also.
Yes.
Very many times people think that, you know, spirituality means, you know, renouncing everything worldly. And no, not at all. When you are spiritual, material prosperity automatically gets added on to you. We never say that unless you are materially pauper, you can't progress spiritually. No, it is not right.
Okay.
When you are living a spiritual life, you are actually reforming your thoughts, your behavior, your speech, your character. You are trying to bring more and more purity within. And the law of this world is the more and more you become pure, the world around you also becomes pure.
Yeah.
So my job is only one thing. Let me entertain good thoughts. That's all. As a famous saying, you know, beware of your thoughts because they become your words. Beware of your words because they become your actions. Beware of your actions because they become your habits. Beware of your habits because they become your character. Beware of your character because ultimately they determine your destiny. So therefore, again, the focus is upon myself. Let me be a good person. Then automatically the world is taken care.
They also say, yad bhavam tad bhavati. Whatever you think and feel happens.
Yes. The more and more you drop the ego, the more and more there is fulfillment.
Yes, definitely.
There is more and more peace. There is more and more contentment. That itself becomes an inspiration to put forth more effort.
Correct. So yeah,
that itself is a proof that you are going in the right direction.
Right direction. Yes.
You can never leave this path. Once you start experiencing that joy, that fulfillment, then you start putting more and more effort. And once you start putting more and more effort, the cosmos has to create a conducive environment for you to realize the self.
Yeah.
Once the desire becomes single-pointed, then the path is, you know, it's a cakewalk.
Yeah, absolutely. And before, like when I was young, I always had this ambition of building a business or something like that. And recently I was telling my mother, even if there is an option to get $1 billion versus giving up Upanishads, I can never choose that path now. Like it's not like that is not important, but without this, that is nothing. Exactly.
Yeah. And the more and more you understand the importance of this, the more and more you understand the insignificance of everything else.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's how it is. So therefore, this path is very easy. Yeah. Only thing is, you have to have an open-mindedness to know the reality and be humble. That's all what is needed.
And practice it every day. Yes. Yeah. And all the the negativity, whatever comes in our mind, we should simply witness it, right, Swamiji? We should simply
surrender unto God. Sometimes witnessing may not work. The best way is, Bhagavan, you take care of me. I am not able to handle this. That sincere surrender. You know, one thing, the intensity of this negative emotion is directly connected to the ego. Greater the ego, greater will be the intensity of this, and greater will be our helplessness. See, ego can never handle this negative emotion, because ego itself is an illusory entity. An illusory entity can never have real power. They cannot go together. Just like my shadow cannot have power. Shadow is an illusion. It has no real power. In the same way, ego can never have real power because it doesn't exist. So therefore, the problem is, we try to win over this negative emotion remaining as an ego. That is a problem. The moment we connect to God, surrender unto God, then you will find that these negative emotions just vanishes very easily. So your real strength is in the strength of surrender. Your real effort is the effort of surrender, actually speaking.
Correct.
Shifting the attention. Surrender means, in the language of knowledge, shifting the attention to that reality, to consciousness.
Seeing oneness in everything, can we put it that way?
Yes.
And Swamiji, coming to the last question, you have studied a lot of scriptures, and based on all of your learnings and understanding, Swamiji, within a few sentences, if you had to put the nature of reality so that a person can understand it, if you can sum it all up, what would you say reality is?
See, there is a very famous statement which I love very much. It says, no God, no peace. No God, no peace. The first one is no God, no God, no peace. The second one is K-N-O-W God, K-N-O-W peace. So in the same way, when we come to know that this God is our own self, and when we start paying attention to that self more and more, giving priority to the self, again and again shifting our attention to that self, slowly everything auspicious start manifesting in your life. So this is all what we need to do. And this is a single message of all the scriptures. Shift your attention to the self in you. It is always there. Our suffering is because we ignore the reality. We don't pay attention to this God, to this reality. We discard this reality. This is a great sin. So turn to God and everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. That's all.
Thank you, Swami. Wonderfully put.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.